Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are great to be back in Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship radio station, KWAM. Hope you folks are doing great wherever you might be across America, and can't say enough great things about the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Met so many of our great listeners, our great affiliates there at the gathering in Nashville, and it is good to be back. We loaded up the Cadillac and we headed out last night. Got back in around late into the night, but it was a good trip. I will say this, had to stop to fill up the caddy, and that was a very unpleasant experience. Going to Nashville just a couple of days ago, the price of gas was about, $3.60, $3.70. We paid $4.20 a gallon, and that's just for the regular unleaded, $4.20 a gallon. And folks, I'm telling you, I was every click of the digital counter, I was getting angrier and angrier and angrier, because ultimately this is all on Joe Biden. This is all on the Biden administration. You know, they're out there trying to blame Vladimir Putin. They have blamed everybody on this, the supply chain. They say that, this is all cyclical. So it's all part of a cycle where these things ebb and flow and the prices go up. And now they're blaming it on the oil industry for price gouging. But we all know this is because of the policies and the anti-oil and gas policies of the Biden administration. Very clear what's happening in this country. The latest intel that we're getting, I want to run down these numbers for you just so you can understand what's happening when you go to the grocery store this afternoon. Inflation is off the charts. Gasoline up 38%. Gas utilities up 23.8%. You know, my electric bill, by the way, my electric bill went from $100 a month to over $400 a month. And I'm still waiting for someone to explain how that happened. You're going to go buy meat, fish, or eggs. You're going to find those prices at the supermarket up 13%, ladies and gentlemen. Electricity up 9%. Food at home up 8.6%. If you're going to a restaurant, you're paying an additional 6.8% more than you did back during the Trump years. People are hurting out there. And I know because so many of you are calling in and you're giving us reports of what's happening in your communities, and we are still encouraging you to do that, because we want people to know this is not just an anomaly. This is something that's happening all over America. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we'll be taking your calls. We want to know what exactly is happening in your community with gas prices, what's happening at the supermarket. We want you to give us the intel so we can share that with the rest of the country. You are the eyes and ears of the Todd Starnes radio program. Hey, we have some incredible guests coming up today. Our good friend Monica Crowley has a fascinating piece on what Richard Nixon, the late president Richard Nixon, said about Vladimir Putin in Ukraine. Monica wrote, and she actually worked for Richard Nixon, so she has the inside scoop there. She's going to be on to talk about this explosive new column. Also, Liz Harrington is going to drop by, President Trump spokesperson. Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be here, and Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania will weigh in on this massive omnibus. By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, some of you out there may not like her. I like MTG. She says what's on her mind. She's not right all the time. But you know what? Who among us will be right all the time. But MTG posted a video explaining what happened with this $1.5 trillion spending bill that not a single person had the opportunity to read. As a matter of fact, the Rules Committee was summoned at about midnight, 1:30. They voted on it, and boom, before you know it, this thing is passed. In the dark of night, they're doing this. Not a single person has had a chance to read this. And I'd like to know why Republicans voted for this spending bill. Why did they do that? Why is it that Mitch McConnell did not stand his ground on this? Once again, he turned a blind eye as the Democrats stick it to the American taxpayer. But this is how the rhinos, the establishment Republicans, behave. All I can say is any Republican who voted for this nonsense does not deserve to be in office ever again. Period. Vote them out of office, folks. Vote them out of office. If they can't get this concept through their thick skulls that they better be able to read everything that's in a bill before they cast their vote, then they don't deserve to be in Washington, D.C. Well, that's my take on it. I'm curious to hear yours. But we've got people that are reading through this massive piece of spending. We still don't know everything that has been buried into this spending package. Meanwhile, while all that is going on, we've got another interesting item to share with you. So a couple of days, yesterday we were telling you about President Trump, and he did a great interview, a YouTube interview, with a group of guys that are known for being pranksters, and they have millions of podcast downloads. People love these guys, and the reason why people love these guys is they're not politically correct. They like to push the envelope. Every single one of their videos, and they actually boast about this. Every single one of their videos, they like to use foul language. They use language that might be offensive to some women, and people love it. You know, because these are guys being guys. So they did this video, the Nelk boys. So Kyle, our engineer, are you a big fan of these guys, Kyle? He says he's not, but he probably is. But it's a guy thing, right? So these are guys who are doing crazy stuff. They're pulling the pranks and the practical jokes. And so they got an interview with President Trump. Now, you might remember one of the news nuggets coming out of that was the conversation about the song YMCA, where they said, you know what, this is, do we have that audio? Let's play that audio.
Get some rocking. YMCA.
YMCA is a track. It's an underrated track.
Do you know, is it an underrated?
I think so.
Well, it gets a lot of views, I can say. But YMCA, the gay national anthem, did you ever hear that? They call it the gay national anthem. But YMCA gets people up and it gets them moving. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of good selections and people love it when I do it.
So we had some fun with that yesterday. So that was a portion of that conversation. Also, the president said that if he had still been in office, Putin would still be in lockdown in Russia. Let's take a listen to that.
Do you ever talk to Putin still?
No, I haven't spoken to him since. But he was never, ever going to, certainly under the Trump administration. And I say zero chance. I don't say like I don't think. Zero chance he would have done it.
And it's true. And the reason why, and Don Trump Jr. did a great job of explaining this in under 140 characters on social media. Don Trump Jr. said, look, Trump played these guys, all of them. Kim Jong-un, you've got Xi out of China, you've got Putin out of Russia, and Trump played all these guys, made them think like they were best buddies, they were pals, when in fact, they were terrified of this man. Putin was terrified of Donald Trump. He didn't know what Trump was capable of doing. And that's what you want in a leader. As a matter of fact, that's why Putin waited until after Trump left office to go into Ukraine. Keep in mind, Ukraine has been invaded twice, during the Obama administration and now during the Biden administration. Didn't happen while Donald Trump was in office. So anyway, so back to this YouTube video. So the guys posted the entire video on YouTube. YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, YouTube has now removed that video from their platform, claiming that it violates misinformation. President Trump was on Hannity's show last night talking about this.
You were on the Full Send podcast for an hour. You made them number one on all of YouTube podcasts. You reached over nearly 6 million views, and then immediately YouTube removed the video. I guess if your name's Donald Trump, you get canceled. If you're an Ayatollah in Iran and you threaten to wipe Israel off the map, you don't get canceled. Maybe you can explain that to me.
Well, it's the Nelk Boys, and I was asked to do that by a tremendous guy named Dana White. You know Dana White of UFC, and he said, would you do an interview with them? And they're hot as a pistol, and they have, like, I guess the top show or something. And so I did it, and we had a lot of fun. It was a half hour or so, and it became very much a sensation. I guess they had 6 million hits in a very short period of time. It was the number one they've ever done. And then I told them, I said, don't worry, it'll be taken down because I'm doing it. It'll be taken down. We talked about very good things. We talked about a lot of policy, good policies, including energy independence and all of that. And I just heard a little while ago they got taken down. This is not a free press. Big tech is a disaster. And our country is a much different place. What they're doing is really terrible. This is what they do in Russia. You know, if you look at Russia, Russia doesn't know. The people in Russia, they don't even know that they're fighting a war with Ukraine because they have no press. But we don't have a press either. We don't have a press either when they can do that. We had a very good conversation. Four young guys, great people, great, and, you know, hot show. Dana White only knows about hot. And this was the best show they've done, I guess, in terms of views by many times. And they actually took it down.
They took it down, ladies and gentlemen. They took it down. Meanwhile, you have Facebook. And before I share the Facebook component of all of this, keep in mind that Donald Trump was deplatformed because they didn't like his mean tweets. Now, I haven't gone back and read every single one of President Trump's tweets, but I don't think he ever advocated for the death or the assassination of anybody. President Trump's tweets were pretty much spot on. He called it like he saw it. So he was removed from Facebook and Twitter and now clearly YouTube because of that. Facebook announced yesterday they are now going to allow users to post messages urging violence against Russia and Vladimir Putin. So if you want to get out there and you want to have a call to arms, you want to go out there and you want to round up people and you're going to go out there and shoot as many Russians as you can shoot, that's okay now. Facebook says that's okay. That kind of behavior is permissible. Now, my question is, if you're gonna put a bounty on the head of Vladimir Putin, why won't Facebook allow people to say nasty things about the Chinese? I mean, they're out there waging a literal genocide against the Uyghur people, not to mention the Christian population of China. So why can't we go out there and advocate for the death of the people over in China? Why specifically Russia? And on that note, before we go to break, a question for you. Are you buying what the media is selling about Ukraine? Do you think there's more to this story than meets the eye? Or should we just be 1,000% boots on the ground in Ukraine? Like Mitt Romney says, we need to be providing MiGs. We need to be providing fighter jets to the Ukrainians right now. And Mitt Romney says we need to call Vladimir Putin's bluff. I mean, let's be honest. The only reason we have not engaged is we're afraid he's going to use the bomb. That's the issue here. I don't think anybody's willing to say that publicly, but that's the problem. Everybody's afraid that Vladimir Putin is going to use nuclear weapons. Mitt Romney says it's time to call the bluff. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Should we call the bluff? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. All right, folks. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So the White House announced that they are briefing TikTok stars about the war in Ukraine. The White House bringing in a lot of young 17, 18, 19-year-old TikTok stars, and they are actually giving them information, key information about the war unfolding in Ukraine. You cannot make this stuff up. This is the reality of our world right now, folks. You've got Mitt Romney out there now taunting Vladimir Putin. Senator Mitt Romney calling on the administration to call Putin's bluff and to go ahead and send in American fighter jets. Now, the Biden administration is doing absolutely nothing, and the reason why is they're terrified that Putin might use a nuclear weapon. I mean, that's why they're not doing anything. So now you have this, and I hate to say this, you have this alleged mass genocide of the Ukrainian people going on, and I say alleged because we don't know what to believe. Many of the stories that have been sympathetic to the Ukrainians have turned out not to be true. It's all propaganda. And that's why the White House has all these TikTok stars at the White House. They're needing help getting out the propaganda. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Diana is listening to us from Memphis, Tennessee on KWAM. Hi, Diana. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Well, I completely agree with you 100%. After the last 2 years of nothing but misinformation and propaganda that we have received over the COVID virus, I don't know why anybody would believe anything they hear or see on the mainstream news. This is all a big game to them. They don't care how many lives are lost. And honestly, when they start talking about the children and, oh, how we have to be concerned about the children, you know you're being played, because, frankly, they don't even care about our children. We've had 65 million abortions in this country since they legalized abortion. So don't buy into all the propaganda.
Diana, it's a fair point you raise, and you're right. I mean, they have lied to us so much, it's hard to understand what is and what is not legitimate. And to that point, all of these heartfelt, you know, courageous stories, inspirational stories coming out of Ukraine, from Snake Island and the guys, you know, standing up to the Russian army, to the beauty queen, the Ukrainian beauty queen with the gun and the stilettos, they all turned out not to be true. And yet nobody seems to be bothered by that. Oh, that's just propaganda. Okay, fine, it's propaganda, but what is true and what is not true? We need to know those facts before we get into a shooting war with the Russians.
Absolutely. It should be obvious to everyone by now that they are not above playing us all for fools. And that's exactly what they're doing, just drumming up support to get people all upset and
that's it.
And anxious and another thing is
well, Diana, we're going to have to wrap it up there because we're coming up on a hard break and the computer is going to cut us off here. But God bless you and thank you for that call, folks. Do we call Putin's bluff? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I've noticed when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Lines are packed, so hang tight. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have with us a great American patriot. Also, the congressman from Pennsylvania, Guy Reschenthaler. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Todd, thanks for having me back on, and thanks for playing the quintessential 1990s song, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong, as I come in. That is a great 90s tune.
Well, we have a great team here that puts all that music together. You know, Congressman, when you hear people like Mitt Romney out there, and he's saying, we got to send the jets, it's time to call Putin's bluff. I'm curious, do a lot of Republicans agree with Senator Romney on that?
The Republican conference in the House, at least, is very split. And look, full disclosure, I'm much more aligned with the Lindsey Graham thought on this issue. We need to do something to make sure the Ukrainians can continue this fight. I'm in favor of having a no-fly zone. I think that we need to get the MiG-22s to the Ukrainians ASAP. It speaks volumes that the Poles were willing to give up their MiGs, and the United States ended up blocking the MiGs going into Ukraine. I think we need to do whatever we can to make sure Putin calls this attack off and defend our allies. Because Todd, at the end of the day, this just isn't about Ukraine. You're already seeing Iran firing missiles into Israel. You're already seeing the CCP flying over Taiwanese airspace. If we don't blunt aggression from Russia, all these authoritarian regimes, all these communist states will continue to act out and attack our allies.
So Congressman, let's play out what you suggested, which is that no-fly zone. There are many people out there who say that is akin to a declaration of war, because that means we're going to have to shoot down any Russian jets that are flying over Ukrainian airspace.
Yeah, so how many more maternity wards need to get bombed before the United States get involved here? We're already sending them lethal aid in the form of Javelin missiles and Stinger missiles and so forth. So it's about time that we stop the carnage now by instituting a no-fly zone. And I believe that a no-fly zone over Ukraine would quickly end this war, or at least allow the Ukrainians to launch a counter-offensive and expel the invading Russia.
Right, and you asked a question to my question, which again, so a no-fly zone means we will shoot down Russian jets that are flying over Ukrainian territory. Is that correct? Is that what a no-fly zone will do?
That's what a no-fly zone is, basically saying the United States, right. And our allies are taking control of the skies. No hostile forces allowed to come into the airspace. But we need to do that. Again, we're seeing human carnage, suffering on a scale that we haven't seen like this in Europe since arguably World War II. We just can't stand on the sidelines and allow
how do you know that, though? Congressman, and I mean this sincerely. I mean, based on the reporting that's been coming out of Ukraine, most of it has turned out not to be accurate. So how do you know that we have seen this amount of carnage? Are you seeing this firsthand? Are you getting these intel reports, or is this just coming from the media?
No, it's coming from closed sources and open sources, but it's irrefutable that the Russians are targeting civilians. You can turn on any news outlet and
see
the destruction. So look, how many? What's the number of civilian deaths that we're willing to accept? What about the refugee crisis, where we have over, I believe it's over 2 million Ukrainians that have already left for Poland, Romania, Moldova, and elsewhere? What about the cost of that? Look, at the end of the day, it comes down to this: are we going to allow an authoritarian regime to attack unprovoked an ally of the United States? Are we going to step in and push back on the invading force? And again, this isn't just about Ukraine. It's also about what we do when the CCP invades Taiwan. It's how we handle Iran when they're shooting missiles into Israel. If we are not respected as a global superpower, we are less safe, and so are our allies abroad less safe. We need to act, and we need to act now.
The same question could be raised about the Uyghur people who are actually being, I mean, that is an irrefutable genocide happening there, and the United States is not involved there. So, Congressman, to your point, how many Uyghur children have to be slaughtered before the United States takes action?
Well, Todd, I've been very, and by the way, please just call me Guy. But I've been very vocal about what's going on in China. It's just not about the Uyghur population. It's the suppression of the Christian minority, the Tibetan minority.
Sure, but how many? All right, so fine. How many Christian children? No, I understand where you're coming from, and I think we're on the same page here, Congressman. But you brought up this point, and this is the argument. When people bring in the children, and again, it is a horrible, reprehensible thing that if in fact the Russians are blowing up maternity wards, and we would like to believe the information coming out of Ukraine, but there's been so much misinformation, we genuinely do not know what to believe and what not to believe. And I suspect a lot of the American people feel the same way about that. You know, they want to be able to, and we do stand with the Ukrainian people, but there's so much misinformation and propaganda coming out. It's hard for us, the taxpayers, the folks that are footing the bill and sending the troops over there to understand what's really going on.
Well, I can tell you that Russia is attacking civilians. We have a humanitarian crisis. Again, I stand by the fact we haven't seen a crisis like this in Europe, at least since World War II. And we've got to do something now to talk about what we're going to do with China. China's a huge problem. And it goes beyond what the Uyghurs are doing. I would like to see the same woke corporations that pulled out of Atlanta, I would like to see them pull out of China. You know, it's inexcusable that you have Nike, Coca-Cola, et cetera, sponsoring the Olympic Games, arguably buying products that are being shipped to the United States that are made with slave labor in Western China. And yet those woke corporations have the nerve to then lecture us on making sure people have to have an ID when they vote. So we can start with economic pressure and also internal pressure on these woke corporations that have sold us out for cheap Chinese labor, and also have sold out our values to the Chinese Communist Party. We can start there with China. But in terms of the hot war, we have really a cold war going on with China, whether we'd like to admit it or not, going on right now. What we have with Russia is a hot war between one of our allies and Russia. So let's focus on Russia right now and get lethal aid to the Ukrainians, get a no-fly zone, and allow the Ukrainians to fend off the Russian invaders. Let's use economic pressure on China and those Chinese Communist Party sympathizers that are in corporate America as well.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend from Pennsylvania, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. Congressman, back to that the issue of the no-fly zone. Do you think the Biden administration is going to do something? Because I don't. I think they're using this as a ruse to force this Green New Deal garbage down our throats with high gas prices. That's what I think is really going on here. Otherwise, they would have already taken action.
Look, I wouldn't let Joe Biden walk my dog. That's how much trust I have in this guy. Secretary Gates put it best in his memoirs, where Joe Biden has been wrong on every major foreign policy decision of his entire career. We can go back to Vietnam when he said that we shouldn't accept refugees, the so-called boat people from Vietnam, that we shouldn't accept them. We have no obligation to them. He was wrong then. He was wrong with Afghanistan. He was wrong. He said not to kill bin Laden. He wanted to divide Iraq into three separate nations. I could go on and on with how many times Biden has been wrong on foreign affairs. He's certainly wrong now. And the sad part is the Biden administration sees this as an opportunity to blame Putin for inflation, blame Putin for the rise in energy costs, blame Putin for everything that's going wrong domestically in the United States. The American people are too smart to fall for that misdirection from the Biden administration. But they seem to have this let them eat Prius attitude where woe is me, you're paying more for gas. That wouldn't be a problem if you, you know, made over $100,000 a year and drove a Tesla. They are out of touch and using this, you're right, as an excuse to try to cram down the Green New Deal policy as who pays the price for this? American workers who have to drive to work that don't have the luxury of sitting at home on a Zoom all day.
All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate the frank conversation here, and we'll see what happens. It seems as though something new happens every couple of hours out of Ukraine.
Well, Todd, thanks for having me on. Always like coming on with a conservative blowtorch. I'm still holding you to the fact you've got to take me to get barbecue next time I'm in.
We'll make that happen, Congressman. All right, now, thank you for that. Congressman Kai Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania. Do not be surprised if you hear that narrative. That's a Republican congressman, by the way. Don't be surprised if you hear that narrative coming out of the Republican caucus that we've got to do this for the children. How many maternity wards have to be blown up? Okay, well, you know what? A lot of Uyghur kids have been blown up. A lot of Uyghur children have been slaughtered. And I don't see anybody in the Republican Party calling for us to declare war on China. So let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Steve in Arkansas wants to weigh in on what the congressman just said. All right, Steve, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. That's a good question to ask. How many people have to die before we do something? Apparently, I've got one answer for him. Apparently, 6 million people dying isn't enough to do something, because we've had 6 million people by their own count die from coronavirus, and nobody's interested in even asking the question of how did this happen.
Steve, did you not get the memorandum? Steve, Putin conquered the China virus. That's over. That's ancient history now.
The Russian war cured the coronavirus just like the coronavirus cured the flu about 2 years ago. You've been saying ever since this started that something just didn't right about this, and I agree. I got the same feeling. And the main thing that's giving me the bad feeling, the same people that were behind ginning up all the bad stuff we did about the coronavirus, and I'm talking about our leaders and our media, are the same exact people that are trying to edge us into a full-blown world war.
And Steve, at least be a congressman, at least a congressman acknowledged what a no-fly zone means. That means a shooting war with the Russians. Now, there are some who will tell you that, and Mitt Romney seems to be one of them, that Mitt Romney seems to believe that if we start shooting down Russian fighters, the Russians are not going to retaliate. And maybe, just maybe, that's the case. The question at hand, though, this is about to be turned into a good old fashioned pissing contest in Washington, D.C. That's where this is ultimately going to go. And that's what concerns me, because Biden is going to be goaded into doing something by the likes of Mitt Romney and also some of those hawks within the Democrat Party. Steve, we've got to run for a break here. Appreciate the call. We have a couple of lines open now. 844-747-8868. That's our toll free telephone number. 844-747-8868. President Trump's big rally, by the way, coming up tomorrow, South Carolina. Only one major news network's going to cover the rally. That's Newsmax. Folks, I watch Newsmax all the time. You can see me on the channel every Thursday afternoon. They have some incredible hosts, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bowling. Millions of people are tuning into Newsmax, including President Trump. So coming up tomorrow, President Trump is going to address the war in Ukraine and the danger of a global war under Joe Biden, not to mention the exploding oil prices. And that's why you need to join Newsmax's Trump list and get the rally info plus more about Trump and Biden. All you need to do, get out your smartphone, text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747, and you'll get all sorts of information on breaking Trump news and news about Putin's war. We'll be right back, America. By the way, bacon up $1.40 for a pound of bacon. Eggs up 40 cents, and milk is up 50 cents for a gallon. on average. That's according to MSDNC, by the way. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Jennifer, Oregon, KYKN, great radio station. Hi, Jennifer, what's on your mind?
Hi, I wanted to tell you why Biden and Mitt Romney don't want Putin to invade. It's because Putin has already said, and if you want to take Putin's word for yourself, you can, or you can go on and research it yourself, that the Ukraine has been used by the elite, by Biden and by other wealthy men to launder money for bad business, for sex trafficking. I don't know if you've read about adrenochrome. I'm not sure if that's a rabbit hole or
something. Well, I'm not going to jump into all that, Jennifer. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but I think it is evident. There's plenty of evidence that Joe Biden and the Biden crime syndicate have been using Ukraine to do all sorts of nefarious things with money.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any.
To put a stop to that.
So you think Putin is the good guy in all of this?
I don't think Putin's a great guy. No, he's not a good guy. I don't think there's a whole lot of politicians that are good guys. But I do think that they've been at war for 8 years. He's now invaded. He actually has done a lot to warn civilians, to tell them to get out of the cities. He's provided food and water from the news sources I've read, Israel Times. You know, the civilians, they're fighting back. I mean, they are fighting back, but they're not being slaughtered from what I've read in Israel Times.
All right, Jennifer, appreciate the call and the info. Jennifer says Putin, not that bad of a guy. And she says that he's actually warning people before he blows up their cities so they can get out of town. You know, how about not blowing up the cities? That's just a thought, just a thought. Let's go to Gail, North Carolina, on the talk station. Hi, Gail. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I've been really having a problem with everything coming in of what's going on in Ukraine. And with Putin being so unpredictable, because I think he waited for the perfect moment of having a weak president in office to take advantage of the situation, and he's willing to take out innocent civilians regardless, without even caring for his own people in Russia. I think that if we do step it up, I feel that Putin is unpredictable, and would anybody trust Joe Biden at the nuclear button? I couldn't trust him for anything.
So ultimately, Gail, that's what this comes down to, is that the Biden administration, they're terrified that Putin would retaliate by using nuclear weapons. And you can say that's
everybody
And you're right. Everybody is. Nobody wants to admit that, Gail, but that's what's really going on here. And that's why you needed to have rock solid in your face diplomacy to prevent us from coming to this point in American history. Because Gail, those sanctions, they're not going to stop anything. Putin is way to taking over Ukraine right now.
And Harris looked like a clown over there. Did anybody realize that they sent somebody who's just about as incompetent as Joe Biden over there?
Gail, if I were a Democrat, I would be holding a press conference right now calling for her removal from office. That woman is not qualified to be anywhere around the White House, period.
Absolutely. I agree with you 110%.
And that needs to come from the Democrats, because they see all this nonsense. Yes. I mean, that she is completely unprepared. That is embarrassing to our country, and shame on the Biden administration for sending her over there.
I think it probably has Biden had nothing to do with it, to be honest with you. I think there's somebody else that got the controls. And there's some deals being made under the table somewhere.
All right, Gail, gotta wrap it up there, my friend. Thank you for calling in. Say hello to all of our great friends out of North Carolina. All right, folks, Mitt Romney. He says we've got to call Putin's bluff. We've got to send the fighter jets in. You heard the congressman, Ressenthaler. He says we got to set up a no-fly zone and start shooting down Russian jets. What say you? We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love
this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is great to be with you on this Friday edition of the program. And it's great to be back in Memphis after a terrific couple of days at the National Religious Broadcasters Gathering in beautiful Nashville. And we've got a lot going on this hour. By the way, coming up later, Monica Crowley is going to drop by, as well as Liz Harrington. So we'll have some conversations with those two. The question at hand here at our beautiful Liberty University studios, should we call Putin's bluff? This is Senator Mitt Romney yesterday.
He has asked us for aircraft, specifically MiGs. We need to get in those MiGs. It's a bipartisan message. It's not just us. We had a hearing this morning with the Foreign Relations Committee. Chairman Menendez, said the same thing. Senator Shaheen said the same thing. Democrats are saying the same thing. Send these MiGs. And the question is, well, why aren't they being sent? Because we've heard now for days that this is something that's being discussed. Enough talk. People are dying. Send them the planes that they need. They say they need MiGs. People say, well, maybe that's not the ideal weapon for them. That's what they say they want. They're there. They have the eyes to determine what they want. They want MiGs. Get them the MiGs. As Joni just indicated, some say, well, this might be provocative. My goodness, Russia has invaded a land in an unprovoked place. This is extraordinary that we're worried about that. By the way, we're not going to stop the killing in Ukraine until we in NATO fear Putin less than he fears us. It's time for him to fear what we might do, because frankly, his military is bogged down in Ukraine. And if NATO were to get activated in some way by his provocation, why, obviously, he'd be in a very, very weak position. So please, let us get them the MiGs that they need. Let's do it as fast as possible. And if the administration has a reason that they're not doing it, please tell us what it is. We've had hearing after hearing, both at a classified and non-classified setting, asking why they haven't gotten the MiGs out. And they say, well, this is something we're talking about. We're working with people on this. Enough talk. Tell us what the problem is, and let's get the job done so that we can save lives in Ukraine and defend the cause of freedom.
All right. That was a bit Romney yesterday. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee joins us. Governor, you heard what Mitt Romney had to say there. Should we call Putin's bluff?
You know, Mitt makes some good points, and he doesn't often do that. And so let's give him credit when he does. The point is, Biden says, well, it might provoke Putin. Really? You don't think he's provoked already? He's bombing nursing homes and maternity hospitals and shooting civilians. How much more provocation is he going to need? And I know there's an anxiety about, well, what if he uses nuclear weapons or chemical weapons? What's to think he won't use them anyway? Because right now he's thinking, gee, I can do whatever I want. And the U.S. is over there saying, don't make him mad. Don't make him mad. And as a result, he's doing basically what he wants. He doesn't fear Joe Biden, has no concern whatsoever that Joe Biden is a threat to him.
It does make you wonder, though, Governor, at what point we do get involved. I don't think we do. I don't think Biden cares one bit about Ukraine. He's using this to shove this Green New Deal garbage down our throats with the skyrocketing gas prices.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in America wants us to go send ground troops and fight the war. And here's the interesting thing to remember. Ukraine hasn't asked for that. All they said was, let us fight our war, but give us some arms and ammo. I love the statement that Walensky made when they asked him, did he want us to send over a plane to pick him up and let him get in exile? And he said, I don't need a ride. I need ammo. And I thought, God bless him. That's exactly the kind of leader that we're really anxious to see in the world. I wish we had one sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania right now.
I want to get your thoughts on Kamala Harris. I mean, that was an embarrassment, what she did in Poland. An absolute embarrassment, Governor.
You know, it's very apparent she's totally out of her league and over her head. And even when she talks, it's almost like you're listening to someone speaking to a group of fourth graders, because she doesn't know how to really speak with any sense of gravity. And so she pretends that she's speaking with great gravitas. But the truth is, her words, they mostly don't make any sense. And the cackling, my gosh, that's got to stop. She's the vice president of the United States. And if she tells a funny joke, okay, laugh. But when she's just basically nervously trying to defend her inability to answer a question, this unprovoked, just laughing spell, cackling Kamala as it is, it's really an embarrassment to the country.
You know, Governor, I was traveling to Nashville. I came back last night, had to stop outside of Nashville, fill up the Cadillac, and it was almost $100 to fill up the gas tank there. Gas here in the Mid-South, well over $4 a gallon. I'm curious what you guys are seeing in Arkansas, and what are you hearing from people?
Well, people are just bewildered. They don't understand why we have this much oil and gas under our own feet. We have more oil and gas in America than Russia does. And why we aren't pumping it out of the ground, and instead we're going around begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia, who won't even, by the way, take a phone call from this president. That's how they don't care what he thinks. And in the meantime, we're putting American oil and gas workers out of work, and we're making more profits for people who are tyrants. None of it makes sense. And what people are hearing is they're sick of it. And I just hope that the people who voted for Biden are really, really happy every time they go to the gas pump, because many of them are going to have to sell a kidney just to fill up their stinking car.
Oh, it's true. I mean, we're looking at prices not just at the gas pump, but the supermarkets, you name it. Everything is going up here. And that just tells me that it's only going to get worse. And, Governor, I have to imagine that is great news for Republicans as we head towards the midterm elections.
Well, we've got to keep people reminded that we were not in this situation until the Democrats took total control. And now it gets worse every month. And Jen Psaki can roll out there and talk about that this is Putin's price hike and say that inflation really is going down. But that is an outright demonstrable lie. It hasn't gone down. It's the highest it's been in over 40 years, and every month it gets higher and higher. And how anybody could stand at the podium and just say, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? I'm just stunned by it. I really am. And I wonder at what point will the mainstream media actually come to their senses and do their job?
That's a great question. All right, Governor, what's coming up this weekend on the big show on TBN?
Todd, we've got a very special guest. Bob Thomas, 1 week ago, was running for his life in Ukraine. He's an American who was there as a pastor in Ukraine for the past 6 years. And to this weekend, he will be in our theater and tell about his harrowing escape from Ukraine to get back to the U.S. just last weekend. It's going to be a riveting story and one that will give people a real firsthand look at what it's like to be over there and being shot at by Vladimir Putin.
All right. That is this coming weekend, folks. And by the way, we have links to all the governor's platforms over at our live show blog, toddstearns.com. Governor, always good talking to you.
Todd, thank you very much. My pleasure. God bless. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too, Gov. Mike Huckabee, everybody. Great patriot and a rock star when it comes to TV. But did you hear the phrase again? We've been telling you, folks, pay attention. How many more maternity wards? That is going to be a key phrase moving forward, as it looks to me like the Republicans are ready to go to war with Russia. That seems to be where all of this is heading. And that may very well be the case, but at least we need to have an honest discussion about it. But nobody wants to have an honest discussion. Nobody wants to be able to answer questions. As a matter of fact, if you ask a question, well, all of a sudden you become a pro-Putin communist. That's where we are right now in this country. And that is a dangerous place to be. So I suspect, and again, I suspect the Republicans might be able to muster a lot of support from Democrats, but I don't know if Biden is going to be willing to pull that trigger, because he doesn't really care about Ukraine. He's looking for a diversion And this is the diversion right now. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868, Memphis, Tennessee. DeMarcus on KWAM. Hey, DeMarcus, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I think that Mitt Romney and Governor Huckabee, they both got it right. And I just think that it's a situation where the United States cannot simply ignore it or turn their head, and that we have to, as much as a lot of people don't want it to happen, that it's a situation where we have to get involved. This is a situation where we cannot simply turn our heads. And I think that the time for those Ukrainians, the time is running out, and they are also running out of hope for those Ukrainians. And so, when you have a situation where, you know, people are being randomly shot and killed, and you got bodies of dead kids lying in the streets, and maternity wards is being bombed, you know, it's a situation where you simply have to, that the United States have to get involved. And I just don't think that, you know, sanctions alone is not going to stop Russia's advancement. And it's going to take more than just sanctions. I think it's going to take military support and helping these people prevail and against Soviet Russia. And so we cannot, you know, and if there's any way to override Biden's decision in terms of not sending those MiGs and not sending the military support that's needed to help these people run these Russian soldiers out of Ukraine, it needs to be done. And it needs to be done now.
Let me say this, DeMarcus. And I think you're saying a lot of important things here. We have an obligation under the Budapest Memorandum that was signed by Russia, the United States, and Ukraine back in the 1990s under Bill Clinton. We have a responsibility to protect Ukraine if Russia ever attacked. Russia has attacked. We know that. We don't know the extent of the attack, but we know it's been bad. We know that a lot of people have been killed. A lot of people have lost their lives. Now, what does that mean in the way of protecting Ukraine? I don't have a problem selling the Ukrainians whatever fighter jets, whatever military equipment they need. I do not mind. I think that's a noble thing. What I've got a problem with is the United States Air Force enforcing the no-fly zone and American troops boots on the ground. That's where I have a problem.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, it was one of the last callers, he was saying that they should put a no-fly zone over in that region. And, you know, I agree with this guy. And it's a situation where, you know, Mitt Romney has said that the United States simply just have to call Vladimir Putin's bluff. Because if we allow him to have his way with whatever he wants to do in regards to what he has done in the Ukraine, then it's going to be another situation and another one and another one and another one and another one. And I think that the outcome of this situation could very well be the determining factor as to whether or not Xi Jinping, without maybe any possible warning, decides to launch an assault on Taiwan. So I think that this is very vital in terms of the United States making some type of effort and getting involved.
DeMarcus, and let me interrupt because we're running late for a break here, and I think you've made your point very well. But I will say that for me, the line in the sand, no U.S. pilots in those planes. That is my, and thank you for the call. No U.S. pilots in the planes. That's my take here. Carol says, writing on our Facebook live stream, the fact is Russia agreed to not attacking Ukraine in exchange for dropping nuclear arms. Ukraine dropped the nuclear arms. Russia did not honor the agreement. This should mean all bets are off, and we need to honor our part of that agreement by not tolerating this Putin behavior. And Carol is right. There is a memorandum in place that says we have to protect Ukraine. The question now is, how do we do that? And I think we can do that effectively without having to go to war with Russia ourselves. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. right, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So happy to have you with us today. So Biden, and we're gonna get this audio for you later in the show. So Biden is out there giving a speech in Philadelphia, and he's talking about the the ruble and the Russian stock exchange, and he says he's going to blow up the Russian stock. We don't think he meant that, but we'll see. By the way, crazy breaking story out of Washington, D.C. We're getting this story up on our website. There is a mass casualty incident that's been declared. Apparently, a car rammed into an outdoor dining area in Washington, D.C. This is at the Parthenon restaurant. Apparently, a number of people were eating when the car just plowed into these outdoor dining. You know, it's nice weather up there, and people were out there eating. We don't know if this was an accident or if this was some sort of an intentional thing. We don't know. But apparently, 9 people so far injured after a car drove into this outdoor seating area at the Parthenon restaurant. So this is also the Chevy Chase Lounge. So if, for those of you who know the Washington, D.C. area, this is Connecticut Avenue Northwest, and the fire department calling it a mass casualty incident. We're understanding some of these injuries are apparently very serious. So we'll keep you updated on that story. Anything comes up, we will let you know. But again, we don't know if this was an accident, somebody had some sort of a medical issue, or if this was some sort of an intentional act. 844-747-8868. We're going to get to your calls in just a few minutes here. And coming up, our good friend Monica Crowley is going to drop by. Also, there was an earthquake over in the East Bay, but everybody's okay, and I don't think it's a big one. But the East Bay out in California, this is Rock Ridge, California, there was a small little rattler. I mean, you guys out in California, you're used to a little bit of a shaking, as they say. So anyway, hang tight. We'll bring you up to speed on any sort of updates on those stories as well. Don't forget, folks, mypillow.com/Starnes. That's mypillow.com/Starnes. All this month, you're going to be getting a free gift by using my promo code Starnes. By the way, that 6-piece towel set, normally over $100. Now you can get it $39.99 with my promo code. Again, that's mypillow.com/Starnes. You buy something, Mike Lindell's going to give you a free gift, compliments of MyPillow. That's mypillow.com/Starnes. Got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are glad to have you with us today. Following that little breaking news story out of Washington, D.C., car plowed into an outdoor restaurant. They're declaring this a mass casualty event. And we understand at least 9 people are being triaged. Some are in serious condition. So stay tuned, and we will bring you up to speed on that. Happened at the Parthenon restaurant. That's over on Connecticut Avenue Northwest. So there you go. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I saw a fascinating column in Newsweek written by our good friend Monica Crowley. Monica worked for a former President Richard Nixon. She's got a great piece up on why Nixon's prediction about Putin and Ukraine actually matters. Monica, great to have you back with us.
Oh, it's always a joy to be with you, Todd. Thank you so much. And I just want to clarify, I worked with former President Nixon in the last years of his life.
That's
not
right.
When he was president, when I was not even born yet.
No, we were little toddlers back then, Monica. So. So what are some of the lessons? What are some of the things that we can glean from Richard Nixon, who is probably one of our most brilliant foreign policy minds in the White House?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was very blessed that I worked with President Nixon during the last years of his life. And it happened to coincide, Todd, with the collapse of the Soviet Union and the wall coming down across Eastern Europe and the advent of new democracies across the entire region, including Russia, of course, the biggest of them all. And at the time, President Nixon saw an opportunity for the United States to lead an effort that would cost a fraction of what we had spent fighting the Soviet Union during the Cold War. A fraction of that could be invested in the fledgling democracy in Russia. And at the time, it was being led by Boris Yeltsin and a team of reformers. But Nixon saw an opportunity for us to step in and invest in this new democracy in Russia and also try to get their fledgling free market economy going and inculcating these free market enterprise ideas with the young people of Russia in order to try to stabilize the situation and then get it on a sustainable path toward representative democracy and capitalism. So he went to the president at the time, George H.W. Bush, who basically blew it off, did not take the advice. He went to the next president, Bill Clinton, who actually did, to his credit, listen to Nixon on a whole range of issues, including China, and especially on this. And Clinton secured about $1.5 billion in aid, not nearly enough to do what Nixon was laying out, but at least Clinton gave it a little bit of an effort. The point is that Nixon said, if we do not do this in any kind of meaningful way, we are going to see the rise of, quote, a new despotism in Russia. And then Russia is going to revert to its old expansionist tricks. It's going to go to the near abroad. It's going to go west. It's going to go east, just as it's always done if the United States doesn't lead this effort. And, of course, we didn't. And Nixon was exactly right because he foresaw the rise of a character like Putin, and he saw then the invasion of Ukraine and the other invasions that Putin has led.
Monica Crowley is with us on the Todd Stearns radio program, broadcasting from our Liberty University studios. Monica, back in the 1990s, you mentioned former President Clinton. There was an agreement or a memorandum reached, the Budapest Memorandum, and that memorandum basically said that if Ukraine gave up their nuclear missiles, which at that time, what they're the third or the fourth largest nuclear power in the world, but if they gave those up, that Russia would not attack, and if they did, the U.S. would protect Ukraine. Do you know, are people in the foreign policy world talking about that? I don't hear many people talking about that.
Yeah, because apparently it was a really big mistake for Ukraine to believe what the West was telling them, which is you give up your nuclear weapons. Remember, the nuclear weapons had belonged to the Soviet Union. Soviet Union had Russia and 14 other satellite states around it that made up the Soviet Union. So Moscow put nuclear weapons in a bunch of these countries that were part of the Soviet Union. So like Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Ukraine, they had Soviet Union nuclear weapons placed on their territory. When the Soviet Union dissolved, Ukraine had these weapons. And they were convinced by the West to give them up in exchange for security guarantees led by the United States. Well, they gave up their nuclear weapons, and now the Russian bear is in their house. The other entity that also agreed to give up their nuclear weapons in exchange for better relations with the West, Muammar Gaddafi's Libya. And look at what happened to him. So you have got to think, if you are the mullahs in Iran, you're going for nuclear weapons no matter what. And other countries around the world. Now the Saudis are looking at this saying, well, if the Iranians are going to have them, we're going to have them. Once you have that kind of proliferation, these countries, having seen the Libyan example and now the Ukrainian example, will never give them up. And we're going to have a highly destabilized situation.
And where do we go from here? Because you have Mitt Romney saying, well, we need to call Putin's bluff. We need to give the Ukrainians MiGs. We just had a congressman on from Pennsylvania, Reschenthaler, who says we need to be implementing a no-fly zone. Where do we draw the line here? When what do we need to do?
Well, look, Ukraine is not part of NATO, so it's not triggering any of NATO's articles, including an attack on one is an attack on all. Now, if Putin decides to go after the Baltic states or Poland, that's a different ballgame. But right now, this is Ukraine's fight. So while I support the Ukrainian people in this fight and my heart breaks for what they're going through, the United States stepping into this in any kind of way with military hardware beyond what we've already provided or no-fly zone, that's ratcheting up the pressure. I understand the argument on the other side, but, you know, now we're back to being world's policemen. You know, there's the argument about standing up to Putin. Absolutely. You do that in economic warfare with sanctions and so on. That I support, that I get. But going back to being the world's military policeman, which is something that Donald Trump put into reverse simply by being a strong commander in chief. You know, Todd, all President Trump had to do was stand there. He didn't even need to say
That's
a word.
True.
He just needed to stand there, and America's adversaries knew he meant what he said. He said what he meant, and that if any of them crossed us, hurt a hair on any American's head, there would be hell to pay. They would be flattened, destroyed. In fact, he told Putin that to his face. He said, look, you cross us, I'm going to hit Moscow. So Putin knew not to lift a finger against America or our allies or do anything like this while Trump was president. American weakness is provocative. But, you know, now that we've created this situation with our weakness and emboldened and enriched Putin, now you want to start doing a no-fly zone. So if a Russian aircraft comes into the territory, now an American aircraft is shooting that aircraft down. Now we really are in World War III. So I support the Ukrainians in their fight, but this is their fight and not ours.
My favorite President Trump moment, that big presidential alpha move he made when Putin reached out for the handshake and Trump grabbed his hand and just jerked him in. I thought that was brilliant. I thought that said exactly who President Trump was.
Power move.
Big time. All right, Monica, great column as always. Folks, we have links to all of Monica's work, her column and her social media pages over on the live show blog. Monica, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Todd, as always. I really appreciate it.
All right, Monica Crowley, everybody, you've got to read her work. She knows this, she studies this, and she is a student of history, and you have to be a student of history. You cannot just read world developments in a vacuum. You've got to understand what's at stake here. So, yes, it is very possible to support Ukraine and to demand that we live up to our end of the Budapest Memorandum without having American pilots shooting down Russian jets. You don't need American boots on the ground in Ukraine, which, by the way, the Ukrainians aren't asking for. But they do want the jets. They do want a no-fly zone. And that's all well and good, but it cannot be American citizens. Because like Monica just said, that happens. You have Americans shooting down Russian jets. You've got World War III. All right, 844-747-8868. We're going to go to your calls after this break. That's 844-747-8868. I want you guys to take just a moment here and look around. The bad guys are gaining way too much ground. Now more than ever, we need to take a stand for the America that we love and for the values we share. We try to do that every single day on this radio program. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, are doing just that. They're fighting. They're standing up. They're standing up for you, and they're standing up for the future of America. AMAC is the conservative voice for mature Americans, and they stand up for the causes that all freedom-loving Americans share. Now, check this out. By signing up for AMAC, you're going to combine efforts with over 2.3 million members. And by the way, just a couple of weeks ago, they just had 2 million members. So a lot of you folks are signing up for AMAC. You're not only going to be fighting for your values with AMAC, you're going to get exclusive benefits, discounts on travel, cell phone plans, and so much more. All you need to do is go to amac.us/starnes and join or renew your membership today. That's amac.us/starnes. I am a proud member, and for just $16 a year, you can be one too. I mean, look, I know we're all, I mean, you know, it's costing a lot to fill up the gas tank, but we can afford $16 per year. It's time to protect faith, family, and freedom. You can do that by joining AMAC today. Go to amac.us/starnes and take a stand for America. Grace, I'm confused here. I'm looking at this video you sent me, Joe Biden over in Philadelphia. What is going on there?
He's freaking out. He's saying, it's not the government's fault. You know, we're not, it's not like we're spending money we don't have and inflation's going up. And
He's screaming.
He's screaming.
All right, and he's doing something. It looks like he's, what's that dab thing? It's, but that's not the dab. It looks like he's having some sort of a seizure.
Yeah, his arms are flailing.
Jeez, Alou.
I'm sick of this stuff. We have to talk about it because the American people think the reason for inflation is government spending more money. Simply not true.
All right, we've got the video up on the website. He looks like he is in a bad mood today.
I'm sick of this. Well, Joe, I'm sick of it too. Join the club.
Those gas prices yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
By the way, I don't mean to be, you know, I don't mean to be a get off my lawn kind of a guy.
Uh-oh.
But we were driving back in the caddy last night and needed to stop for a food break. And where did the team want to go?
Okay, I looked up places to eat near us on the way home, and there was this place that was like Greek food, and it looked pretty good, and it was apparently in a very bad part of town.
So we drive there. It's in a bad part of Nashville. I mean, it's, you know, there.
I didn't know.
There are women hanging around on street corners. Is that a good description?
Yes.
Okay. We get into the drive-thru of this Greek place. We're not going to name the name, but the prices were actually written onto the board.
Like with stickers.
So we decided, you decided not to go there.
Yeah, we decided that probably wasn't a great idea.
So plan B was Taco Bell.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
That was a three-hour drive after Taco Bell.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I know what to order there that won't make me, you know, crave death.
Yes, but I'm just saying right now, there is, this morning, as I was getting in the caddy to come here, and there was all sorts of Taco Bell refuse still in the Cadillac. They're like cups and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
And somebody's swimming trunks. I don't know what that was all about.
Oh, man. Sure they weren't yours?
No, I'm not a big swimmer. So, anyway. All right. Well, I was just checking in, so... Everybody feeling okay today? Taco Bell on a road trip is normally a very bad idea.
I actually feel okay.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. Let's see. Thank you, Grace. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Ronald, North Carolina on the talk station. Hey, Ronald, what's up?
No, I've been listening to your program and enjoying it there, and I always enjoy listening to Miss Monica Crowley there. She's always informative.
Isn't she
anyway,
great?
Oh, she's absolutely great. I really love hearing her because she's telling you what she is, as far as she's been able to find out, is the truth and nothing but the truth.
That's it. What's going on, Ronald?
Anyway, I was, you know, I pretty much agree with what your assessment is there about the facts and lies coming out in regard to Ukraine there, and also as far as, you know, boots on the ground there shouldn't be there and whatnot. Anyway, I did 20 years in the Marine Corps a good long time ago there, and there's two things we always made absolutely certain didn't get the public eye. And that was unit movements, military equipment movements to allies. So I had a big, big red flag there when we started hearing these MiGs bandied around like they have been in public, as well as the other aids going to Ukraine. It's too specific. So that leads me to two possible extreme, you know, thoughts on that. Number one, there's either sheer incompetence at the political level of this or at the Pentagon level or both. Or there's perhaps a nefarious agenda there, because you just do not do those transactions in the public eye.
It's as if we're signaling to the Russians what we are doing, what our political moves are going to be here, what our military moves are going to be. And you're right, Ronald, that's just bizarre. Normally that kind of stuff, you don't hear anything about it until after the operations are already well underway.
Exactly. And that's why I have real misgivings about what's going on here, including what Mitt Romney had to say and everything else. You know, I'm sorry, you don't telegraph your moves, and you don't, you know, put military people in harm's way unless there's a, you should be doing. And as you've said time and time again, the Ukrainians aren't asking for us to have boots on the ground. They want us to provide them the equipment, and, you know, we need to provide it without publicizing it.
You know, it's interesting. To that point, Ronald, there's a report coming out of California where the head of the California Army National Guard is now saying we have to stand ready to go into Ukraine. I mean, why would you say anything like that publicly, especially at the California Army National Guard level? That makes no sense at all.
Well, to me, we used to refer to Marine officers in the Marine Corps there that were solely interested in their careers or their professional advancement as careerists. And that, of course, was a derogatory term. And from what those people are saying there in California about the National Guard, all I can see is they're after, advancing their own personal interest.
Ronald, good insight, sir. Keep us updated. I know there are a lot of military personnel around where you live, that part of the Carolinas, and we appreciate any insight you can give us. Thank you, sir. And thank you for serving our great nation. You know, it's interesting, folks. They're not talking about a lot of things they should be talking about. Seems to me that if Biden was actually serious about protecting Ukraine and living up to the Budapest Memorandum, he would have embraced that from day one. I mean, this should have been talked about last year when we all saw what Russia was about to do. At that point, President Biden actually is on pretty firm ground. All he has to do is stand up in front of the nation and say, hey, look, in the 1990s, we signed an agreement. We're Americans. We live up to our word. Now, that doesn't mean we're sending boots on the ground because the Ukrainians don't want boots on the ground, but we can supply them fighter jets. We can supply them weapons. We could do lots of other things that do not require us to be there, boots on the ground, implementing a U.S. enforced no-fly zone. We can do a lot of things. But Biden didn't do that. And he didn't out of ignorance, or maybe it was intentional. We don't know. We got more to talk about coming up in the next hour, folks. Liz Harrington from President Trump's office is going to drop by. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a group of middle school students arrested. Police say they're accused of committing a hate crime near their school. The father of one of the alleged victims talking to 7 News. 7's TJ Parker live where it happened in Coconut Creek, TJ.
And Belkis, I talked with a lot of parents who are obviously very upset about this. All the students involved are students at Lions Creek Middle School. Coconut Creek police say based on the circumstances here, the attacks were racially provoked.
Broward County authorities arresting and charging 5 Lions Creek Middle School students for attacking and targeting 4 other students in what they call a racially provoked attack. It all happening outside the North Recreation Complex in Coconut Creek Wednesday morning. The student victims told police they were approached by a group of kids yelling, "You are white." They were then tackled and beaten up as the group of attacking kids yelled, "It's opposite day" and "Brown power." The victim students claim they were beaten with sticks and cable cords, as well as hit and kicked.
He got out of the car. I think he heard some noises, and some kids started saying, "We're going to get revenge on you for what you did in the past," and he got jumped.
The father of one of the students attacked says what happened is inexcusable.
It's concerning that what's going on in the school, and they don't really seem to be doing much about it, and the steps they take don't really protect the kids.
All right, so the school principal did send out a robocall to parents saying they are aware of this situation and also working with police on this. The students accused in this are charged with battery and prejudice while committing battery.
All right, that was a report out of South Florida. And in a nutshell, you had a bunch of minority kids beat the holy living daylights out of a bunch of white kids simply because they were white. Now that, folks, and you heard one of the dads say, "Well, we don't know what's going on, but it's getting worse." Well, I'll tell you what the problem is. This is what critical race theory looks like. When you get in front of a group of kids every single day and you tell them that white people are responsible for your problems, that if you don't live in a nice house or you don't drive a nice car or you don't have the coolest, I don't know, sneakers, then all of it, and that issue is because you are not a white person, what do you think's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen when you get in front of that same group of kids and you tell minority kids that you are a perpetual victim for the rest of your life simply because of the color of your skin? You think that's going to end well? I'm surprised there are not more stories like this coming out of our public schools, but that is what critical race theory looks like. When you teach white privilege, that's what that looks like. Those kids are simply manifesting in reality what they're learning in their classrooms. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. 844-747-8868. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hour three of what has been a busy week. We have been up at the National Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, meeting a lot of our affiliates, meeting a lot of our listeners and readers, and we really appreciate you great guys. But one of the things that people constantly tell us is, you know, thank you for the newsletter. It is a lifeline. We're able to get stories that we cannot find anywhere else, and we're able to get those because of the newsletter. And we've got a great team of people. Caleb Park, our managing editor, leads all of those efforts. And we work very hard, our team does, to make sure that you guys get that information. One of the stories we're talking about, there's something going on in our public schools. There has been another shift in the LGBT indoctrination. Now, you might remember a while back on this program, we played you some audio. And this was from the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. And the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, they were singing this song, this anthem, about coming after your children. Now, they said after the song came out and people were rightly horrified at the predatory, pedophilia-themed nature of the song, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus came out and said, oh, that was just a parody song. We really didn't mean anything by that. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is a load of grade A hooey, I say. Grade A hooey. So we have a couple of stories up on our website that I want to share with you. One of them involves the mayor pro tem of Huntersville, North Carolina. Not Berkeley, California. Not Brooklyn, New York. Huntersville, North Carolina. Stacey Phillips is the mayor pro tem. She is also, based upon my reading of her now blocked social media account, a radical pro-gay activist. And again, I don't care what you do with your life. That's between you and the Lord. That is not my call. But when you start targeting little children, that becomes a problem for all of us. So the other day, Mayor Pro Tem Phillips posted a disturbing message on her Twitter account. And she invited all the children who might be struggling with LGBTQIA or plus issues. Do we know what plus stands for, Grace? Have we gotten any interpretation into what plus? I mean, what about minus issues?
It is an issue that plagues me every night.
I don't know. Well, I wouldn't go that far. But Grace, this mayor pro tem, she says that she wants children who are struggling with LGBT issues to reach out to her privately. Like, she wants them to slide into her DMs. That's what she actually said. Mm-hmm. I want you to slide into my DMs. Her language, not ours.
So creepy.
And she said that she would be proud to be called their auntie.
I'm sorry, I just gagged in my mouth a little bit.
It's creepy, right?
Yes, it's very creepy.
I don't know this woman. I don't know anything about this woman.
No.
But that kind of behavior, what she just wrote is something you would think from a predator or a pedophile.
It's weird.
Right? I wonder if she's the kind of lady who drives around a white van offering children candy.
Honestly.
Like at the ballpark.
That's the kind of vibe I'm getting.
Right? Exactly. It's just really bizarre. But there's something else going on here. This is not some sort of a random thing. There is another story. This involves a school in Wisconsin, Eau Claire North High School in Wisconsin. And there are posters up all over the school, Grace, where they're inviting kids dealing with gender issues to ignore their parents. And I want to read to you, this is the message that's on one of these posters. If your parents aren't accepting of your identity, I'm your mom now.
All righty. Well, that's pretty forward.
Hashtag free mom hugs.
I don't want anybody, any teacher, hugging my kid.
Yeah, that's just bizarre. Bizarre. So here you have a school teacher now and a public school, and they're saying, hey, look, if your parents don't accept you and your LGBTQIA plus identity, don't worry about it. I'll be your parent now. Folks, I'm telling you, when you look at all of these instances, and there are others out there, there seems to be this new narrative now that mommy and daddy can no longer be mommy and daddy if they don't agree with your LGBTQ status. So if you go to school as, say, Mark, and you come home as Midge, then your parents are the ones with the problem. This is, I just have a big problem with this, folks, a big problem with teachers going around hugging children who have LGBT agenda issues. Very bizarre. Yet another reason why you need to be homeschooling. I mean, really? Do you want your... Just think about, fine, okay, it's a female teacher. What if it was a male teacher? Would you have a problem with the male teacher going around and hugging all the children? 844-747-8868, Homeschool America. That's 844-747-8868. I said Homeschool America. We'll be right back. All right, folks, listen up here. And now more than ever, so important that we support companies that are fighting for us. That's why we're big fans of Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Man, are they doing some great work out there. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use my promo code, Todd. They're going to give you some incredible discounts and free activation. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage, and a lot of people ask about this. They use the same towers the other carriers use. And what does that mean? That means they've got great coverage. And all of the folks that have reached out to us have just loved making the switch from AT&T, T-Mobile, you name it, to Patriot Mobile. And they've got a plan to fit any budget, along with some incredible discounts for veterans and first responders. So if you would like information, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You can also call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You got to use that promo code Todd to get those great discounts. All right. Interesting story out of Florida. I love Ron DeSantis. And I don't know. I think this guy is ready to be president. If Trump doesn't run, I think DeSantis is the guy here. So they've been battling in this in the state of Florida for the past couple of months now on this piece of legislation that the left has called the Don't Say Gay Bill. Well, that is completely false. It's fake news. As a matter of fact, the word gay is nowhere in the legislation. So here's what you need to know about this legislation. The legislation gives parents the right to intervene in what's happening in their child's classroom. It also bans schools from teaching kindergartners, first graders, second graders, and third graders about gay sex or transgender issues. Now, I have a question. Are you okay with that? Or do you think that third graders need to learn about gay sex and transgenderism? I will just go on the record here. I don't think they ought to be learning about that, and I don't think they ought to be learning about straight sex. I don't think they need to be learning about sex, period, in third grade. They've got lots of other things they need to be focused on. So now Ron DeSantis is catching flack from the White House. The White House says, what's wrong? Was it yesterday, day before yesterday, Little Red Lion Hood, Jen Psaki, actually said, we don't have a problem here with teaching little kids, preschoolers, about gay sex. What's wrong with you? No, that's what she said. And now Disney World has gotten involved in all of this. And the CEO of Disney World now says that they're going to be donating $5 million to these radical LGBT activists. And they're going to be fighting this legislation because the people in charge of Disney now say they too believe that little preschoolers need to be learning about gay sex in the classroom. Now, I'm curious here. I know we have a lot. We have a very diverse audience, but I'm curious. Are you okay? Are you okay with teaching kindergartners about gay sex in the public school classroom? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Governor Ron DeSantis, now normally you would have a lawmaker who would back off. If you've got somebody like Disney coming after you, well, you're going to back off, but not Ron DeSantis. So DeSantis goes out there and he just, I mean, it's like he's pistol whipping Disney. I've never seen anything like this. The official word, the official name of the bill is not the Don't Say Gay bill. It's the Parental Rights and Education bill. Disney, the Biden administration, Hollywood, they say, number one, parents don't have rights in education. And number two, that teachers have a right to teach children about gay sex. DeSantis comes out and he says, here in the state of Florida, we're not going to allow them to inject transgenderism into kindergarten. If that's the hill they're going to die on, then how do they possibly explain lining their pockets with their relationship from the Communist Party of China? That is a great question DeSantis is asking of Disney World. As a matter of fact, Disney has a very strong and powerful relationship with the Chinese. So DeSantis yesterday said, look, here's what I can tell you. In the state of Florida, we're not going to allow them to inject transgenderism into kindergarten. First graders should not have woke gender ideology imposed in their curriculums. And that is what we're standing for, because we're standing for the kids and we're standing for the parents. And I can tell you this, the chance that I'm going to back down from my commitment to students and back down from my commitment to parents simply because of fraudulent media narratives or pressure from woke corporations, the chances of that are zero. God bless you, Ron DeSantis. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's what a leader looks like. And we need more Republicans with a little bit more moxie like Ron DeSantis. Yes, I said it, moxie. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Kenny on the line from Kansas. Kenny, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm listening to your program here, and I agree with you to an extent. And the extent is I don't think that there should be sex education at any age in the schools. I feel that it is the parents' duty to cover that with their children so that they get the morality of what the parents have, not what the school districts and whoever feels that that's what they should have.
Now, Kenny, I'm curious, how old are you?
54.
All right, so you and I are the same age, and I remember back when I was in school, sex ed was really a part of health, the health class, and you would learn about...
Yeah, it was usually taught in PE in most of the schools I was in.
Miss Robisky was my... She also taught driver's ed, Miss Robisky, at the high school. She was also she was the girls' softball and volleyball coach, too.
Okay.
There's a lot going on there.
The football coach.
Oh, well, there you go. But she was a no-nonsense type, and there was, you know, they weren't teaching us about LGBT this or that. You know, they were just teaching us about basic stuff.
Right. I mean, they talked about the, if I remember correctly, the formation of children and how that process takes place and things like that. And you know, I don't even remember them teaching about, you know, protection and things like that. To my knowledge, I don't even remember that. But in today's world, in the way I look at it is, there's too much emphasis on things that don't matter. In education, it should be, and I'm just going to go back to the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic, social studies, and so on and so forth. Why does everything else have to be put into the school system to teach our children something that you, me, this Joe Johnson or whatever does not believe in. It is not their place to do it. It is my place to teach it.
And, Kenny, I'll take it a step further. I think the kids have been doing what comes naturally since the dawn of time. So they have not needed Miss Robisky and health ed to help them figure out that equation. Hey, Kenny, God bless you. Give us a call back. Hang tight, folks. You think we ought to be teaching sex ed in school? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Just to bring you up to speed on that situation out in D.C. we told you about, this car plowing into an outdoor dining area. It was in front of a Greek restaurant, and about nine people injured, many of them seriously. There are descriptions from eyewitnesses of people literally lifting the car off of a woman who was there. Just a horrible situation. They're saying the driver, an elderly person, and basically hit the gas and just plowed right into the restaurant. So they don't believe it was intentional. So there you go. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Pastor John in Kentucky. Hey, Pastor, what's on your mind?
Hey there, Mr. Stearns. First of all, this is every reason to show why these kids are homeschooled, or you put these kindergartners in parochial education. And if the teachers and the school boards, they're already being thrown out, being voted out. And then the next thing you do, if they want to declare war on the parents, you hit them in the pocket. You vote against every school levy that these school districts are trying to pass. And they keep doing that until they straighten their act out. And I'll just hang up and listen for your response, Todd. Great show. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. And we appreciate you calling in from Kentucky. You know, it's interesting here, folks. This is a very simple thing for me, and the pastor is right. Moms, dads, you got to get down there to the school board, and you've got to raise holy you-know-what. But at the same time, the schools need to be held accountable. I mean, if you've got teachers out there offering to become the surrogate parents of these students, that's a problem. Those teachers need to be removed from the classroom at the very least, and they need to be reported to the authorities. All right, we've got it. 844-747-8868. Hang tight if you're on the line. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Liz Harrington joins us. Liz, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd. I'm great. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. I am stunned by what happened with President Trump, this YouTube video. The president was doing an interview, and it was, quite frankly, fascinating, and it was very entertaining, and yet it was removed from YouTube. What's going on?
Well, he actually called it because, Todd, he was on the Nelk Boys podcast. It's the Full Send podcast. It's these young guys who... You know, President Trump says they're hot as a pistol right now. And Dana White had set up the interview. They said, sure, come to Mar-a-Lago. We'll do the interview. And he was on for about an hour. And it was an amazing conversation. President Trump really talked about Russia and Ukraine and really set everything straight about what we should be doing. And, of course, he said about the 2020 election, you know, it was rigged, which is absolutely true. But here comes YouTube. To after 6 million views, they said it's misinformation, and they took the video down. But they really took the video down because it was such an amazing conversation. It had 6 million views. It was way too popular in like 24 hours, so they had to, you know, cancel the conversation, which President Trump, he said it. He said, he told these guys, these young kids, he's like, what are you going to do when they come and take this video down? And sure enough, they did.
President Trump is always right. That's the lesson here that we're learning. You know, at the same time that's happening, Facebook comes out yesterday and says, you know what, we're going to let people make death threats. If you want to call for the assassination of Vladimir Putin, we're going to let you guys do that now. But God forbid they let President Trump come on those platforms.
You know, it is so insane. I mean, the standards, the double standards, and the same thing with Twitter. You know, Putin still has a Twitter account. And, of course, we all know what happened to President Trump's account. But now we've got Truth Social that's so popular, people are waiting to get on. But, I mean, you know, this is what President Trump talked about, though. You know, we are becoming the Soviet Union. You know, we talk about fighting Russia. Let's fight Russia by becoming the Soviet Union, literally canceling free speech, big tech and the fake news media. They, you know, will just silence you. They have no freedom of speech. And this is exactly what happens in communist countries. And it's so appalling. Like, when are we going to get our free speech back? That's what President Trump had to say. But it's amazing because they still can't stop the word from getting out. I mean, President Trump, he got 6 million views before they deleted that YouTube. But so many people had already watched it. It had broken all records. And people will go to other platforms and find it at other places because you cannot stop the truth. And we've seen that. I mean, since they've canceled him from big tech, if fake news doesn't cover us fairly or if they don't cover us accurately at all, and we still get the word out, and it's amazing.
Now, tomorrow, the president will be in South Carolina. What can we expect to hear from him tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be a great, great event. I mean, he's been on fire. You know, I'm sure you saw the CPAC speech, which was so well received. I think you're going to see more of that, that tone of just, you know, we're in perilous times. I mean, look at the gas prices, look at inflation. I mean, people are really struggling, and they're really yearning to hear from someone who's a true American leader and missing his leadership. So he's going to be talking about all those issues. And, you know, talking about what we should be doing, because this is really, like I said, just perilous times for the country. And we have to get a hold of what's going on here. I mean, we have so much instability on the world stage. People are really worrying about what's going to happen. I mean, the Democrats and the rhinos are just ramping up for World War III. It's absolutely chaotic. And I think people want to hear something from President Trump that is strong and steady and talking about what makes America great. And we certainly need to get back to that.
You know, again, just listening to the president's interview with those guys, it was it was just so reassuring to hear. You know, I know he's not in charge right now, but still you felt reassured hearing the president talk.
No, absolutely. I mean, it is. It's reassuring. And for all the bluster and the hysteria of the fake news media during President Trump's first term. When you hear President Trump talk about these issues, it's like a steady hand. I mean, now we have someone who goes out there, can't even read off the teleprompter. When he's not on it, he makes all these mistakes and, you know, gives Putin, you know, the go ahead to go into Ukraine. I mean, it's so insane. It's so chaotic and it's so embarrassing for a country. I mean, we've seen Kamala Harris over there. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's such an embarrassment for the United States. And you hear President Trump, who knows exactly what to do, what we should do, and just knows these issues backwards and forwards. I mean, we certainly miss him so much. I know the American people do. And I know there's going to be tens of thousands of people in South Carolina tomorrow to hear from him once again.
Well said. And tomorrow, that big rally, you'll be able to watch the entire thing, plus the pregame show over on Newsmax TV. You can access all of their social media platforms. Liz, always appreciate your insight, and I hope you guys have a great day tomorrow in South Carolina.
Absolutely. Thanks, Todd.
All right. That's Liz Harrington from President Trump's office. And that is going to be a great rally, and we'll be providing live, real-time commentary as the president speaks. All right, I want to go to Patty in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Patty, I understand you're going to the rally tomorrow.
Yes, I am. I am, Todd. And guess what? I was at CPAC, and I seen you, Todd. You were great. You were wonderful. I love when you said Fauci should be doing 10 to 20. I almost fell off the chair. You were oh my God. I loved it. I could have listened to you all day. You were wonderful, by the way.
Well, you're very kind. You know, Patty, a lot of people approach CPAC in different ways. Some people want to get up there and deliver some sort of a philosophy paper. I figure, you know what? This is a pep rally. You just got to say what's on your mind and tell it like it is.
You were a piece of work, and I just think that when you came out with the 10 to 20, I had to almost get out of there because I laughed so hard. I just thought, because you know what? By the way, where is he, by the way? I think he's on a milk carton somewhere, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's MIA. I don't know. Maybe he's in Russia. I don't know.
I don't know where he's at. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to the rally tomorrow. I can't wait. And I also explained to Grace. She's great. I want to tell her that about Cacklin and George, who I call Cacklin and George. I wonder, how many houses fell on her sisters. But anyway, that woman is embarrassment. She's embarrassing. This country is so embarrassing with these people. I mean, no wonder why there's wars going on. We need to bring him back.
Yeah, we've got to. You know, again, going back to where is that audio? Kyle, that audio, President Trump talking about what he would do with Putin. I don't have my my cut list in front of me, but let's play that let's play that audio. And again, to your point, Patty, the guy is so at ease. He is large and in charge.
We look stupid. Mm-hmm. We look like we don't know what we're doing. And nobody's ever seen the country like this. And let me tell you, it really began not only with a horrible weak border, but it really began when they so incompetently withdrew from Afghanistan. I got it down to 2,000 soldiers. We were going to withdraw, but we weren't leaving $85 billion worth of equipment. We weren't leaving dead soldiers. And I spoke to the Taliban, the leader, Abdul. And I said, don't ever kill any of our soldiers. Don't ever kill one more soldier. We're going to hit you harder than you've ever been hit before. And we went 18 months without a soldier being killed, without an American being, think of it, without an American being killed in Afghanistan.
And Patty, he told Vladimir Putin to his face, you make a move on Ukraine, we're going to blow up Moscow. And Putin thought he was laughing. He thought he was kidding. And Trump looked at him just as serious as could be. He said, all those beautiful cathedrals, gone.
Oh, Donald Trump, the handshake, when he grabbed him and pulled him over,
brilliant.
He grabbed him like he was like a little doll and said, listen, I'm in control, not you, buddy.
That's it, and that's what we need. Otherwise, we are going to be in World War III. Patty, next time you're at CPAC, you've got to come over and visit with us at the booth. You know, Grace was there, the whole crowd, and we'd love to see you in person.
Okay. I would love it. You guys are great, and God bless you. I'm going to the rally, and I know it's going to be packed.
Now, here's what we need you to do, Patty. We want you to call us back on Monday and give us a report of how it was.
Oh, I sure will, Todd. Thank you so much, and God bless you for everything you do. You and Grace, she's great. I love her.
All right. Thanks a lot, Patty. God bless. And, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Biden is still speaking, and we have some bizarre audio. We're trying to effort that, and we'll try to bring it to you when we come back. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
I want to be clear, though. We're going to make sure Ukraine has the weapons to defend themselves from invading Russian force. And we will send money and food aid to save Ukrainian lives. We're going to welcome Ukrainian refugees with open arms if, in fact, they come all the way here. And as we provide this support to Ukraine, we're going to continue to stand together with our allies in Europe and send an unmistakable message that we will defend every inch of NATO territory, every single inch, with a united, galvanized NATO. One movement. That's why I moved over 12,000 American forces along the borders with Russia, Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, Romania, etc. Because they move once. Granted, if we respond, it is World War III, but we have a sacred obligation on NATO territory, a sacred obligation, Article 5. And we will not, although we will not, fight the Third World War in Ukraine. Putin's war against Ukraine was never be a victory. Democrats are rising to meet the moment, rallying the world on the side of peace and security. We're showing the strength and we'll never falter. But look, the idea The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III, okay? Let's get it straight here, guys. That old expression, don't kid a kidder.
What does that mean? Don't kid a kidder. Who's the kidder? Who's he talking about? What is this? Folks, this guy now talking about World War III. And I don't know if you picked up earlier on what he, and this just happened a little while ago, Biden speaking to Democrats in Philadelphia. Biden is saying, you know what? We're not going to be sending the jets or the tanks or the troops or the guns. We're going to be sending food and medical equipment. So we're going to be sending you beanie weenies and bandages, but that's about it. Otherwise, you're on your own. Best of luck to you. So Biden also said that World War III would not be fought in Ukraine. The question is, where would it be fought? Are they prepared to do something in the event Russia decides to invade Poland? Which, it's a stretch, but it could be a possibility. Russia could also demand that there be some sort of a neutral zone set up along the Ukrainian-Polish border. We'll see how all that plays out, and we're going to keep you updated throughout the weekend over on the website. Let's go to the phones here. Paul in Georgia, WDUN, wants to weigh in on that sex ed story. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, I was just saying when my kids was in school, and this has been 20 years ago, I still told them to let my kids go out of the room when they would teach sex education. It's not like it used to be where back when I was a child where – you know, a principal or somebody could paddle the kids and you could almost trust them doing it. Nowadays, with all this ungodly stuff going on, I didn't want anybody else touching my children. I feel like if they need a whipping, I whip them at home.
Paul, back when I was growing up, it was not a how-to class. It was a don't-do class. That's what sex ed was.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about. They put the fear of God in you. There was, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with a little bit of fear of God in young kids and those teenagers.
No, sir, it's not. Now, Biden, you know, all the shenanigans that the Democrats have been doing for these years, all the world sitting back and watching us, and we're supposed to be the leader, and we've got transgenders in the military is our biggest thing, and the kids, and they're watching all this foolishness. And how are we going to lead somebody when our morals are just slap out the window like that? You know, I know he's the bad guy and all that, but, you know, I'd almost challenge some of their morals up against some of our morals now,
Paul, we're not ready to fight a war, and we're just not. And we've heard that from military expert after military expert on this radio program. They've told us we're focused more on these social agendas than we are fighting and killing the bad guy, which is, that's another problem here. But the issue at hand is, are we going to live up to the agreement we signed with the Ukrainians back in the 1990s? And if we are, then we have to provide them the tools they're asking for to fight for their country. That I draw the line at troops, but I'm more than happy to send them all that other stuff. Paul, got to run. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening, folks. It has been a terrific, wild, and crazy week here. Great to be back in Memphis at our flagship station, our news bunker. In the meantime, you folks, get out there. Have a great Friday. Whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend, America.